A reading from Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. A poem by Lucille Clifton. John. Somebody coming in blackness like a star, and the world be a great bush on his head, and his eyes be fire in the city, and his mouth be true as time. He be calling the people brother, even in the prison, even in the jail. I'm only just a Baptist preacher, somebody bigger than me coming in blackness like a star. Psalm 27 says, I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. And a meditation from the Black Liturgies by Cole Arthur Riley. God of the long wait, we take hope knowing that you are a God whose movement is not dependent on our ability to perceive it. Remind us that your wait in the womb of Mary was not time wasted, but an intimate beginning in mystery, growth, and dependency. Let our own waiting be the same, that we would find ourselves able to trust our communities to sustain us, entering a safe and sacred interdependence for all parts. As we wait for healing and liberation in ourselves and in the world, help us to practice justice, repair, and mercy, never relying on the divine to absolve us of our collective and individual responsibility. And let us wait in mystery, believing that those who think they are in control of this world are not, and that oppression will not prevail. Help us to be at rest with the unknowing, that we would trust the secret of Mary's womb, realizing we aren't entitled to knowledge or clarity, but still held in love. Let us feel that even here, you are moving. You are growing our way to life and healing. Protect us from despair as we wait for liberation. I invite you to breathe deeply, to inhale, and to hear the words, I grow weary of waiting. And as you exhale, to hear God, keep me from despair. Amen.